This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about an actor who found God through a near-death experience. Christopher Polaha was walking down the street with his friend one day when an explosion went off near him. Find out how this event led him to God after this short break. Have you recently gone through a major life event, like a divorce, loss of a loved one, or loss of your job? Have you been experiencing anxiety attacks due to stress-related life events? Are you isolating yourself from your family and friends? By combining biblical wisdom with clinical expertise and mental health, our counselors do their best to invite God into the conversation and formulate actionable plans that address the challenges their clients face. The goal is to help your well-being so that you may feel mentally, emotionally, and spiritually healthy. Faithful Counseling's unique platform holds several advantages over traditional face-to-face therapy, as it allows you the ability to connect with your counselor at any time. Counseling is not limited to individually scheduled sessions, but it can extend to text-based counseling whenever your counselor is marked available. It also gives you the choice of communicating with your counselor in the manner that is most comfortable and convenient for you, whether by phone, video call, or even messaging. It offers you drastically more affordable rates than traditional face-to-face therapy, and it also gives you the assurance that your counselor will be a good fit. You're always welcome to switch to a different counselor if you need to. Just go to faithfulcounseling.com/charismanews and receive 10% off your first month. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. Again, that's faithfulcounseling.com/charismanews. Christopher Polaha was an actor and producer, mostly known for his roles in Life Unexpected and Ringer. But a lot of people don't know he almost died, and few also know that he found God through that horrible experience. When Polaha was 17, he started questioning his beliefs in the Lord, even though he grew up with a Catholic dad and a Pentecostal mom. During this season of doubting and questioning, he decided to stop praying for 6 months as a test to see if God was truly helping him or if he was just accomplishing everything on his own. The actor says those 6 months turned into 6 years. He started studying other religions, and even though he eventually started praying and seeking God again, he still didn't give Jesus total control of his life. But then, something shocked Polaha so much, it whipped his attention fully back to God. He was walking down a New York street with his friend one day when a huge explosion went off in a building near him. Polaha tells The Billy and Justin Show that the explosion could have gone off at any moment, but it happened right when he and his friend were in front of the building. Apparently, the restaurant owner was trying to burn his restaurant down, and instead, it blew up. The explosion should have killed the two, but somehow it didn't. Even the fire marshal told Polaha that he and his friend should have been decapitated. It was a miracle. Polaha says, God kind of broke down the door in a way. All of a sudden, my life wasn't my own anymore. I really, truly think that I shouldn't be here. End quote. To learn more about Polaha's incredible testimony, just visit charismanews.com. And be sure to tune in next time to the Charisma News Podcast for more true stories from a Christian perspective. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.